From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The strongest earthquake to hit Haiti in more than 200 years has left the government appealing for international help. Raymond Alcide is the Haitian ambassador to Washington.
I have already asked the world to come to the support of Haiti just the same way that they did back in 2008 when we had four hurricanes hit us in 3 weeks.
Alcide was speaking on ABC News. The International Red Cross and other aid groups are readying a major disaster relief effort in Haiti. Officials say rescuing survivors will be a priority. Aid workers will also help hospitals cope with the casualties. A 7.0 magnitude quake collapsed buildings in the country's capital, Port-au-Prince, leaving many trapped, dead, and injured. Ed Thompson reports.
One aid official describes the scene as one of total disaster and chaos. Bodies are in the streets. Screams and cries can be heard coming from beneath the rubble of a hospital. Large buildings, including the presidential palace and the headquarters of the UN peacekeeping mission, were heavily damaged. And aftershocks, as many as two per hour, continue. Aid is on its way. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, relief agencies, and the French government have promised assistance, some of it already dispatched. Haiti, still recovering from devastating storms a year ago, was in no way prepared for this kind of disaster. In the heavily populated capital of Port-au-Prince and its sprawling slums, buildings are poorly constructed. They provided little resistance to the 7.0 magnitude quake, which was centered only 10 miles from the capital. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson.
Internet giant Google says it may shut down its operations in China after it discovered a security breach that appeared to have targeted human rights activists. From KQED in San Francisco, Peter John Schuler reports.
The company said Tuesday in a blog post that it had discovered a highly sophisticated attack on its networks originating from China. In addition, Google said at least 20 other companies were targeted. In 2006, Google came under fire when it agreed to censor its Chinese web search site when it launched. Now, the company says the recent attacks and attempts over the past year to further limit free speech have caused it to reconsider its operations in China altogether. Although Google didn't accuse the Chinese government of the attacks, it said it's not willing to continue censoring search results. Google said that it would be discussing the issue with the Chinese government and said the firm recognizes it may have to discontinue the site. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Francisco.
President Obama and congressional Democratic leaders meet this morning to hammer out details for a final health care overhaul bill. Among other things, Democratic officials say negotiators may drop a House-approved requirement for large businesses to provide health coverage for their workers. Democrats are hoping the session will help narrow differences between the House and Senate. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court turns to the world of pro football today, hearing a case that tests the NFL's exclusive licensing deal with Reebok for selling billions of dollars worth of hats, jerseys, and other apparel. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
It used to be that lots of different companies had NFL licenses to sell stuff with NFL team logos. But since 2000, it's been all Reebok all the time. That's the year the NFL decided it wanted to award its merchandising license for all 32 teams to just one company, Reebok. Among those frozen out was American Needle, a family-owned company that specializes in headwear. The company went to court claiming that the 32 teams operating through the NFL had conspired to give Reebok a monopoly in violation of the federal antitrust laws. The NFL countered that the league is a single entity that operates as one business, not 32 competing teams. A federal appeals court sided with the NFL, and now the Supreme Court will decide the question, which will have ramifications for all sports merchandising. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The trial in Germany of suspected death camp guard John Demjanjuk resumes today, despite a new attempt by his lawyers to stop it. Yesterday, they repeated their argument that German law cannot be applied in Demjanjuk's case. The court has already rejected several such attempts, and it's not clear when the judges will rule on the new arguments. Demjanjuk is accused of knowingly helping the Nazis lead thousands of Jews to their deaths at the Sobibor death camp. He was sentenced to death in Israel in 1988, but the conviction was overturned as a case of mistaken identity. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.